We were attacked by the Ku Klux Klan. A number of people were shot. One of our student leaders, Stephen Mitchell, who was 17 years old, was actually killed. I decided to stay in Wilmington and do ongoing organizational work in the community. Founded a church there and started to run people for office. At that time, and still, there are no black elected officials in the whole county. And the county is 50%, 45 to 50% black. They couldn't drive us out through fear and through violence, so they just decided to stop the movement by using the courts and the prisons and the jails. We were indicted on 5 different felony charges, from conspiracy to murder, and the 10 of us were sentenced to a total of 282 years in prison. And I received a 34-year sentence.